WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Municipal Broadcasting System. New York City's own station, WNYC, in the city where more than 7 million people live in peace and enjoy the benefits of democracy.
Now it's time to take a trip through the WNYC archives with the station's chief archivist, Andy Lancet, and he's brought us a clip from Fannie Lou Hamer. A bit of background before we hear the clip. Fannie Lou Hamer was an activist and a musician during the civil rights movement in the 1960s. She was a sharecropper's daughter who hailed from Mississippi. Hamer was the co-founder and the vice chair of the Freedom Democratic Party, which she represented at the 1964 DNC. She organized Mississippi's Freedom Summer along with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC. She was also a co-founder of the National Women's Political Caucus. And with that in mind, Andy, tell us about the audio you found.
Sure. In this clip, Hamer describes her ordeal when she tried to register to vote in Mississippi. The date of the interview is a little uncertain, but we believe it happened before her testimony at the Credentials Committee at the Democratic National Convention in August of 64. And I should add that this interview with her was done by Eleanor Fisher, a freelancer for the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And we had acquired Fisher's tapes thanks to her close friend, Elizabeth Starkey.
Let's take a listen.
On the 31st of August in 1962, it was 18 of us traveled the 26 miles down to the county courthouse to try to register to become first-class citizens. We was met there by plainclothes policemen and highway patrolmen and quite a few people with guns. But we stayed on anyway and tried to take this literacy test. It was 18 of us riding a bus. So on our way back to Roosevelt, we were stopped by the highway patrolman and a city police. And they asked us to get off the bus. We got off of the bus, and then they ordered us to get back on the bus. We got back on the bus and was turned around and carried back to Indianola, where the bus driver was charged with driving a bus the wrong color that day. And
what does that mean, driving a bus the wrong color?
Well, you see, this was voter registration that day. And actually, this Negro man that was driving the bus, he had been driving the same bus for years, carrying people to chop cotton and to pick cotton, but that day they said had too much yellow. And he was charged at first $100, and then from the $100 they came down to $50, and from the $50 to $30, and then when they decided to settle on $30, it was enough of us, you know, of the 18 people had enough to make up the $30, and we paid the fine and then proceeded on our way back to Roosevelt.
So, Andy, when we think about what she went through and how she lived her life, what kind of threats did Fannie Lou Hamer face as a result of her work?
Many death threats for her efforts to register black voters. She and other activists were regularly terrorized by the police. Her husband was arrested, and she was severely beaten by the cops. In this next clip, she describes the threats, intimidation, and violence that she and others consistently faced for their efforts to get African Americans into the voting booth.
Let's listen.
In April, I attended a voter registration workshop, and actually it was the Southern Christian Leadership Conference workshop in Dorchester at McIntosh, Georgia, you know, to take citizenship training. And when we got ready to catch the bus, right around the corner from here, we saw people there with guns and in trucks, and they had dogs, but we got on the chartered bus anyway. and went on to this voter registration workshop. When I returned home after then, I began teaching citizenship classes to teach people how to register and vote. On the 3rd of December, I went back in 62. On the 4th of December in 62, I went back to take the literacy test again. So I taken the literacy test the second time. I hadn't passed from the first time, the 31st of August. So I taken the literacy test again, the 4th of December. I went back the 10th of January, and I had passed the literacy test. That's why I'm a registered voter now. Then I taught citizenship classes here at the little church, and we taught here a while at home because at one time the water was cut off at our church. The gas was cut off, and they, you know, said they would withdraw, cancel our insurance on the church if we kept having such meeting.
Now, little known, and in addition to being a civil rights leader and organizer, Fannie Lou Hamer was also a performer. In 1983, Worth Long of the Smithsonian put together a cassette recording of Hamer's music and recollections.
And I know you pulled something for us, so let's go out with Fannie Lou Hamer singing "Certainly, Lord." Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.